Outside La Rosa Negra Posada, the tension had lessened even more, now that a sum of money had been agreed to between Juan Herrera and J.T. Priest. 10 yards away, Bo Roman saw the embarrassed look on Priest's sweaty face.
This whole damn thing has made Pryor and us look bad. I reckon you was right about Mr. Jake Coke all along, Hearns.
Why? Just because the man fell for pretty woman? Hell, I'd like to fall for her myself for an hour or two.
Well, I hope for God you didn't fall for that story, Tommy.
Kendall only shrugged.
Soon as these soldiers clear out of here, I'm taking his horse, if nobody's got any objections. I always wanted a big dapple gray.
You take it, but it'll be hell to pay if he ever shows up and sees you with it.
I'll worry about that.
The three of them stood watching Rance Mecklenburg count sweaty money into J.T. Priest's hand. Mecklenburg had taken off his right boot where he carried his cash and now stood with his toes showing through his ragged sock. Captain Lima stood with Juan Herrera, watching as Priest turned to Juan and laid the money in his hand. The soldiers still sat atop their horses, their rifles poised toward the gunman.
You are satisfied with this amount?
Si.
Juan Herrera folded the money and put it inside his shirt.
It will take many days to put our inn back in order, but this will help.
Very well.
The captain turned back to Kate McCorkle and J.T. Priest.
Now I demand that all of you leave this place and never return. Fortunately for all of you, no one has been physically injured. Had there been, you would all be brought to justice.
As Captain Lima spoke, some of his men turned their eyes to the bloody face of Lorenzo Herrera as he came staggering around the far corner.
Papa!
Juan Herrera turned to J.T. Priest with his fists balled. Captain Lima took a step back, appalled at the sight of Lorenzo Herrera as he fell forward to be caught by his father.
Lorenzo!
Oh, shit.
At the sound of sudden, steady gunfire erupting a mile behind him, the two soldiers jerked their horses around and looked back along the trail. One of them drew a pistol from his holster as he wheeled his horse back around toward Jake Coke. Coke threw his hands in the air. Then, the soldier spun his horse again and fell in behind the other soldier, both of them racing away back to join their column. Jake Coke dropped his hands and stood alone in the dust. Buster slipped from behind the stretch of brush and trotted over to him.
Good boy, Buster. Come on, let's get back there. See if there's anything left to say.
On the stone walk, Dick Witt had been the first to fall. Max Shepard lifted a soldier from his saddle with a .45 slug to his forehead. The young soldier's horse reared and fell back into two other horses, causing soldiers to spill from their saddles in a tangle of reins, stirrups, and horses' hooves.
Run, mamacita! Run, Lorenzo!
J.T. Priest dropped Coke's rifle and grabbed Kate McCorkle, using her as a shield. Even in this situation, Priest could not resist the urge to put a bullet in Juan Herrera's back.
Spend that money in hell!
Two shots went wide, but the third lifted a tuft of hair on top of Juan's head. Juan followed his wife and son around the corner of the building. On the ground, Captain Lima had taken a bullet from J.T. Priest as the fight began, but he rolled across the sawed-off rifle where Priest had dropped it. He came up to a sitting position with it. He took down the Hubs brothers and wounded Joe Cherry. Now the captain was up on one knee, blood spewing freely from his chest. He aimed at Priest, but he held his shot, afraid of hitting Kate McCorkle.
Shoot! Damn it, shoot!
Captain Lima still hesitated. Captain Lima reeled backward, hit the ground, then forced himself over onto his side. priests fell back into the arched doorway. Another shot hit the Mexican high in the shoulder. Max Shepherd dove behind a long water trough beside the doorway. Bob Hearns ducked around the side of La Rosa Negra, circled the building, raced over to where his horse stood beside Jake Coke's dapple gray. He hurriedly gathered the reins to Jake Coke's horse, then leapt atop his own horse and gave it heel, sending it bolting away from the inn and speeding along the trail. Hearns came within a few feet of meeting the two soldiers who came back to join the fight. They didn't notice him as they slid their horses to a halt. They jumped down with their pistols drawn and ran forward. Corporal Ramirez made his way through three wounded soldiers who crawled hand over hand across the bloody ground. Bullets licked at his back as he dove behind a downed horse. Rance Mecklenburg jerked back a step. A rifle shot hitting him in the thigh, but he remained standing. He took down three soldiers and held three more pinned behind dead horses until his pistols both clicked on empty chambers.
Damn it to hell!
He dove sidelong as the three soldiers rose up as one from the ground.